One of every three adults in rural America is in poor health, and almost half of them have a major disease. That's according to figures from the federal government. Residents of rural areas don't usually have access to specialists like cardiologists or oncologists. One man is changing that for people in rural Georgia. Joshua Leves has the latest installment in our ongoing series, The Power of One.
This is a story about a modern innovative health clinic in Georgia, but in a way it begins a century ago in Tennessee when the governor asked a horse and buggy doctor named Robert Coles to leave Nashville, the big city, and move to the rural eastern part of the state.
He said he didn't want to do it, and he said, look, I need 2 years of your life to start health care in East Tennessee, and they don't have any health care there.
That's Bob Coles, the grandson of that doctor, who ended up loving and staying in East Tennessee. Today, in a modern way, Dr. Bob Coles is doing something similar in Greensboro, Georgia, about a two-hour drive east of Atlanta.
Two, three, four, five.
We have six buildings right now, and one will be finished in 2 months, and then we'll have five more buildings.
The Coles Clinic is composed of separate buildings shaped like villas, each filled with state-of-the-art equipment and each focusing on a different medical specialty. Oncology, gynecology, vascular surgery, the list goes on. The idea came to him as he was visiting a beautiful lake in the area, Lake Oconee, taking a break from his successful urology practice in Atlanta. He and his family wanted to move out of the city, and he spotted an opportunity here.
There was no specialty care. And in fact, when I moved here, I was the very first specialist that lived here full time and worked here.
He also wanted to pursue a lifelong ambition.
To build a complete clinic with all the specialties, primary care, with all the bells and whistles, with technology, with surgery, with cancer treatment, with radiology, every single thing you can imagine in a clinic. I've always had the dream to build that.
The area has a substantial wealthy population, and Coles hoped there would be enough patients with health insurance to keep a clinic running while it also served the rural poor. But in order to build a clinic and draw doctors, he would first have to show that you can make a good living as a specialist here. So, in 1999, he took a chance. He moved his private practice from the busy metropolis of Atlanta to this quiet area near Lake Oconee.
So I was the guinea pig. I was the guy that had to jump off the cliff and go tell them, look, I did it, so can you.
The plan worked. His business grew so quickly, he now sees more than a dozen patients an hour, including many of modest means, like 74-year-old Henry Hill, who's having his heart monitored to make sure he's healthy enough to undergo surgery for prostate cancer.
We want to make sure your heart's right, and we'll get you a total body tune-up, so to speak, right?
Yes, sir, that's right.
Coles only hires doctors who are willing to treat poor people with no health insurance. Still, he has attracted a staff of 42 doctors, partly by letting each one be a part owner of the clinic. The business is breaking even, and it's revolutionizing care for many residents of the area. Before the clinic brought a cancer center to town, 62-year-old Willie Ellington had to drive more than an hour each way to get radiation treatments for his cancer. It meant giving up his job as a truck driver and scraping together money for gasoline.
We're talking $15, $20 every trip for about 8 or 9 weeks there.
Now, for his checkups, he can come to the clinic a few minutes from his home.
The center here, man, I could just about walk here, you know. they did a good thing to put the center here.
Bob Cole says last year, in his urology practice alone, he gave away more than $200,000 worth of health care, and he's paying himself less than he made his first year out of residency more than 20 years ago. He says it's worth it to see people get care they'd never have otherwise.
Generally, what happens in indigent health care is they wait until they get sick, and then they're so sick that they can't stand it anymore. They go to the emergency room, and that's where their health care starts, is in the emergency room. Well, we're trying to change that.
County officials say the clinic's presence is even helping to draw new residents to the area. Coles says to him, the success of the clinic proves what he's always believed, that if you build it, they will come. For the World Vision Report, I'm Joshua Leves in Greensboro, Georgia.